Okay, I'm going to do Pretty Bookworm's literate questionnaire because I love books and I cannot pass up the opportunity to talk about reading. So, number one, have you ever had a reading slump on a novel that you read? If you did, what did you do to get out of that reading slump? That has happened to me typically with longer novels. Ones that are a little more difficult to read. What comes to mind? A Moby Dick, something like that. You know, something that you have to admit to yourself you can't necessarily just read it all in one go. So, you know, just put the bookmark in and go to one of your other books. I'm always reading several at a time. At least two, anyway. Right now I'm rereading the Dark Tower books. And I'm also reading Tessa d'Urberville, which I'm trying to go slow because I read it when I was in high school and I missed a lot. And now I'm just kind of enjoying my way through it and, you know, not reading it for, you know, to do a book report. Number two, I hope you don't mind me asking this or start arguments, but do you own your novels as ebooks, physical copies, or both? I do both. I love having my e-reader for traveling and being on the go, and I'm a quite impulsive person, so if I want something, I need it now, and I don't really like to wait, so for that, I'll grab my ebook. But I prefer the sensory experience of having a physical book in my hand. I love the weight of it, the smell, the feel of the paper. I'm a fidgeter, and I have a really bad habit of playing with the paper when I'm reading it. It annoys the crap out of people, but yeah, I just love like the weight and the whole sensory experience. It's just very comforting to me. So I really hope that physical books don't go anywhere for a long time. And if they do, I'll become a massive book collector. I'm going to devote rooms of my house just having books because they're just wonderful. Number three, how many copies of novels do you own in total? I can't even answer that. I have bought multiple copies of books that I've read many, many times. I have both hardcover and paperback copies of Harry Potter, and I have several books that I've had to rebuy because they've become so dog-eared. Another example would be the Dark Tower books. Stephen King is my favorite contemporary author of all time. And of all time, does that even make sense? He's my favorite author that's still alive. I find his books to be very intense, and I can't read them all the time because they're just so engaging and they take a lot of emotions out of me. So I don't read him often. Oops. Yeah, that's my sneaky little cheeky bag of chips there that I'm working on. So Stephen King, definitely. And this author is more of a niche kind of author. Her name is Diana Gabaldon, and she writes books about time travel. Well, not time travel as such, but you know what? Actually, there is a TV show on Stars now about those books, so probably a lot of people know who she is. But I've had to buy or repurchase her books as well. Number four. Oh, to answer the question, I have no idea how many books I have. It's in the thousands. Have you read books that you wished had a sequel? Me, all the time. I can't really think of anything at the moment, but if you were a director and you had to adapt a book into a film, well, pretty much every time a new book comes out, someone wants to make it into a movie. What's up now? I don't know. I have to pass. I'm sorry. I'm doing this all on the fly. I'm not even, like, thinking. Yeah, I didn't prepare for this. Good adaptations or bad adaptations? The Jack Reacher movies are pretty bad adaptations of the books. I don't know if any of you have read those books, but those are kind of like a guilty pleasure for me. Did I skip one? Okay, number 7. It's okay to judge a book by a cover. Oh, the books you have read. Do you have any favorite covers? The ones that you would make better? I don't really think about that too much. I do notice, though, in general, like when I was living in the UK, well, actually, just a quick search on Amazon will answer this as well, but the covers of books are different. Like, Americans like, I think, more shitty covers. Like, all the American book covers are so ugly compared to the British versions. I don't know why. It's a thing. I'm not sure. But American book covers tend to be really boring and bland. My reading is a happy place. Do you have a reading spot or a room or place? I do not, because I read everywhere. I always bring reading material with me, so I don't really have one place that I go to read them. I'm too mobile for that, unfortunately. Reading in seasons. Are your books specifically read only during? Well, not so much. No. No, that's a short answer to that, but... Do you have a memory of a book that just left you joyful, angry, or sad? Well, the Little House on the Prairie books bring me a lot of joy. They're one of the reasons why I'm really interested in history and why I like to travel. I recently found out as an adult, because I bought her book that was posthumously... published by her daughter, granddaughter, and in the book it talks about how essentially, this is terrible, it like ruined me, essentially Little House on the Prairie books are pretty much just made up fiction, and there's hardly any truth to them at all. That really broke my heart. So yeah, it brought me a lot of joy, but then as an adult, a lot of heartache. Tell me of a time you met your favorite author at a bookstore. Well, he's not my favorite, but I do like him. I met Neil Gaiman at a bookstore in the UK, and he signed my book. Yeah, that was pretty cool. He gave me a hug and everything, and he wrote my name and everything in the book. It was kind of neat. Do you prefer going to a bookstore to buy your books, or do you like to buy them online? I really cheat. I go to bookstores to, like, feel the book and look at it and see if I want it, and then I go home on Amazon and I buy it. If you could live in the world of your favorite book for a week, would you do it? And what world would it be? I would so live in Outlander, because I love history and I want to experience the past. It really bothers me that I can't, actually. I'm really upset that I can't travel back in time. You have no idea. Like, I don't want to live in the past. I'm not that stupid. I mean, I know what germs are, but I really wish I could go back in time and just ask questions of people, because there's so many answers I want, and it really bothers me that I can't get them. So I would love to travel back to, 18th century Scotland or something. And talk to people about the Battle of Culloden and stuff like that. That's one of the eras that I'm interested in. There are a lot more, but that comes to mind. And this brings me to the end. Thanks for listening.